Hello and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Jarrett Topel. For many Californians, their home is often, by far, their largest financial asset. And for many of these homeowners, it's their lifetime goal to be able to pass the family home down to the next generation at some point in the future, either through a lifetime gift or an inheritance at death. And up until February of 2021, for the previous 35 years, when passing the home down to the next generation, homeowners in California had been able to pass on the property tax basis of their home to their children without limitation. This is called the parent-to-child exclusion. Based on this exclusion, if Ma and Pa bought a house back in 1970 for, say, $50,000, and over the years the assessed tax basis of the house increased slowly to $100,000, the parents would be paying property taxes based on the $100,000 amount, and they could pass on this low basis to their kids without any limitations. And then, let's assume that since the 1970s, the house's actual value, not its assessed value, but its actual value, if sold to a willing buyer, had climbed to $2 million. If the kids then receive the house through a gift or inheritance, even though the house is actually worth $2 million, they would still pay annual property taxes based on the $100,000 basis received from their parents, not on the $2 million value, as they would if they were buying the house on the open market instead of receiving the house from their parents. And this would be true no matter how much the actual value of the home had appreciated at the time of gift or inheritance. And just to put this into dollar terms, think of it this way. Property taxes in the Bay Area are around 1.6% annually. So if your home is assessed at a $100,000 value, your annual tax bill is around $1,600. However, if you were to buy the same house for $2 million because you weren't gifted the house or didn't receive the house as an inheritance from your parents, you'd now be on the hook for a property tax bill of around $32,000 a year. So, fairly or unfairly, two families living next door to each other in identical houses may be paying very different property taxes each year, depending on how they got the house in the first place. However, in 2020, Californians went to the polls and voted in Proposition 19, which then came into effect in February of 2021, and everything changed. This new law significantly reduced the benefit of the parent-to-child exclusion that had been in effect for the past 35 years. Now, a primary residence can still be transferred from parent to child, but the exclusion is now limited by several factors. First, only $1 million of the gain is excluded from reassessment. Everything beyond this $1 million gain will be reassessed for property tax purposes based on the current fair market value of the home. Second, the residence must be the parent's primary residence at the time of transfer, and the child must make it their own primary residence within 12 months of the transfer. So there is no parent-to-child exclusion for vacation homes or rental properties or any other type of ownership other than for a primary residence. And finally, the low tax basis on the portion of the value that did not get reassessed only remains in effect as long as the child continues to live in the house and maintain it as their primary residence. If they move out or turn the property into a vacation home or a rental property, they lose the exemption completely. As a result of these changes, fewer homeowners can now transfer a home to their children without incurring a significant property tax increase. Now, it's hard to say if this is a good or bad thing. Yes, it certainly feels like a bad thing to a family trying to pass their home on to the next generation in the most cost-effective way. However, if you're not fortunate enough to have a family that was able to buy and then pass on a home, it feels a whole lot more equitable now that your property taxes on buying a new home are not as drastically different as someone who was fortunate enough to have the family give them a home. As with all things financial and political, there are at least two sides to the story, and I'm not here to make a judgment call on what is right or wrong. I just want to make sure you have all the most up-to-date facts so that you can make an informed decision before taking any action. And speaking of taking action, please, before doing anything with the family home, please take the time to talk with a good estate planning attorney and a good CPA to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row.
The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & DeStasi Wealth Management, LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.